In some ways, California was the birthplace of the sharing revolution. In the 60s, it was communes and community gardens. Now there's a tiny Bay Area nonprofit that's trying to use sharing to help the homeless. It's called Safe Time. Think Airbnb, but the rooms are free. Terrell Burt was one of the first to sign up. She's 65, and she lives alone in a three-bedroom townhouse in El Cerrito, near Berkeley. She recently invited a homeless family to live with her. Ariel Plotnick visited to check in on how it's going.
Nikki Creer and her five-year-old son, Demarie, have just moved in. And they've already spotted a hawk. It flew down to the balcony and perched on a chair.
Yeah, he's back.
He loves it here only because of the view, and he likes animals.
Safe Time works by matching hosts and guests for a short stay, a month or two usually. The guests aren't necessarily living on the streets, but they are homeless. To qualify, they can't have any criminal history or drug issues. The day Nikki moved in, Terrell started a diary.
Day one. Today she arrives an hour early to move in. I am not ready. Inconsiderate or super responsible? Are we compatible? I look around and register that this is not a kid-friendly house. Too much glass and pottery. In walks a petite, outgoing young woman with a tall, handsome child. Mom, can I go on that swing? Come on, Mom. Excitement and joy floods the air.
Nikki is 27, but still finding her way after years in foster care. She only has a high school degree, and finding work has been tough. And then she became a single mom.
He's not really fond of learning letters right now. He just wants to play all the time. We've been to the marina a lot since we've been here.
The Berkeley Marina is close to El Cerrito, which is great because Demarie loves animals.
Yeah, he's seen a stingray today when we were
and
at the
washed up at on the sea.
Yeah, he was dead.
It was dead. The water washed him on the rocks.
Terrell loves hearing that. Like many of us, she has watched homelessness explode across the Bay Area.
When you see the tent encampments and you just want to do something, but you can't really do anything.
She felt helpless, but then she found out about Safe Time, and Terrell realized that she could do something else besides give money.
When this program came along, it just seemed like a good fit.
Terrell learned about Safe Time from her friend, Chuck Grant, in Kensington. He started Safe Time a few months ago. He was retired and reading about homelessness. So far, the program has made 10 matches.
We thought there may be a significant number of people who would take folks into their homes for karma points.
Terrell grew up in small town Illinois, and her parents would take in acquaintances who needed a place to stay. But even with that example, Terrell needed something like Safe Time to make the experience feel more safe. But that's pretty much it. It's up to her and Nikki to figure out how to live together.
But we have to tell the truth.
Right.
If you get mad at me for something, you have to say.
Okay.
And if I get mad at you for something, I have to say it. And then there comes not compromise.
Right, because it can't be perfect.
Cooperation.
Yeah, but what if it is perfect? And that's going to make it awesome.
Advocates who have worked with the homeless for a long time are watching this small experiment. Kelly Cutler works with the Coalition on Homelessness in San Francisco.
It's not just housing because, okay, here's a room. Here, go in here. Is everything, like, perfect now? No. That's, you know, you still need community. You still need different social support.
A room helps, but people who are homeless also need services, jobs, health care, and sometimes child care, too. Nikki spent her summer working on all of that. She went to Seattle to check out a job, but couldn't find anywhere to live. She and Demarie spent a lot of weekends in Sacramento crashing with relatives. She looked for apartments there. She looked here in the East Bay. How's the apartment hunt going?
Excruciating to my brain. That's all I do from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep. I'm looking for an apartment.
When Terrell finally catches up with Nikki, they've scarcely seen each other for weeks.
And so how long do you think you'll be here with Terrell?
I don't know. I was going to leave actually today.
Really?
Yes, I was. Because you know why? It's just costing me a lot more money to come back and forth from Sacramento to Richmond. And then not even have to go to Oakland some days because I'm doing the homeless program.
That's a huge surprise to Terrell. It's only been 1 month. That afternoon, out running errands, she's still feeling confused.
I'm so her supporter.
in every way. And I just feel like maybe she misrepresented her family situation. I mean, why are we here?
Terrell had a lot of questions. If Nikki was spending a lot of time in Sacramento with family, did she really need housing? And what exactly was she, a landlord or a friend? And the real frustration, why didn't Nikki think things through? Sometimes her decisions just didn't make sense to Terrell. Cutler with the Homeless Coalition says Terrell's reaction is understandable.
If you're experiencing homelessness, you're in this constant crisis mode. And so it is a lot of reacting, and it's just about survival. Others who have stable housing and income would be like, I can't believe this decision that this person's making.
Cutler says Nikki's behavior might make more sense if Safe Time helped hosts understand the realities of homelessness. That night, after Terrell got back from running errands, Nikki began packing. A few days later, she and Demarie moved out. They eventually found an apartment they could afford in Sacramento, but she's still searching for a job. Since then, Terrell has hosted 3 more people, and she's encouraged her friends to try it.
We can't solve homelessness overnight. We can only take baby steps to get there.
Terrell doesn't have any guests right now, but she's told Safe Time she's ready to do it again soon. For the California Report, I'm Arielle Plotnick.